barrel full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Dead body or live animal?
Well, I don't think I could decide, so I'd just fuck both.
She wanted a C-section. She wanted the baby, you know, carved out of her like a turducken.
He doesn't know me. He doesn't know what I'm capable of.
Well, I can't just say, arise, penis. Shoot forth my seed.
WFOB begins right. God damn now.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast featuring Mike.
Am I supposed to say something?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Paulie Deuceknuckles. Hey, everybody. Hey,
I think
you're supposed to go last,
and then somebody else is supposed to do you.
Like, well, they don't know that's me.
They don't know you're you?
Well, they don't know that this is Paulie Deuceknuckles.
Oh, okay, so you're doing a character.
Right, that's
now.
Like the announcer. We're big okay. budget here. We've got a separate guy just to do that.
Oh, okay.
His name's Dan.
Dan? Yeah. Dan is... Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could announce Napier, but Napier hears the music and thinks that's time to go to the bathroom and get something to drink. And
that's his only masturbation
roam around
time.
For a while. You know, he's pretty fucking cool.
And of course, the unique and blessed mind of Napier. And special guest, @DrunkenSTL on the Twitter.
Yo.
So honestly, I'm just gonna get right into it. So 3 weeks ago, Drunk was here, and I gave him my phone number. I said, "Hey man, it's cool if you want to come every now and then. You know, it's fun. You know, just call me ahead of time. Let me know you're coming so that I know to put a fourth microphone in. I mean, we have a four microphone system." If there's going to be a fourth mic, I'll put it in. Other if I don't know you're coming, then I'm not going to put it in. I gave him my phone number. We had the whole conversation. Didn't happen. So not only did Drunk come without telling me he was coming, which is fine. Cool. Drunk knows where I live. But Drunk shows up at 8:01. So, I mean, like, on a normal week, the show would have started. And Drunk's going to mosey in a minute late and be like, "Oh, hey, Mike, why don't you stop doing your show for a second to put a fourth microphone in the system because I'm here, and this is important."
I could have just been like an onlooker, in theory.
In Drunk's defense, I did say, "Podcast? ?
And he didn't answer?
No, he did answer. He said, "Yeah."
Oh, so you knew he was coming.
But yeah, well, sort of.
Well, that helps me a lot.
Sort of.
I'm just FYI.
Sort of, because I like, you know, 20 minutes till I'm calling him like, "Hey, you know, are we going to go to do this? Are you coming?" And he didn't answer the phone like, you know, two times, 5 minutes apart.
So how is that in his defense?
So I said, "Fuck it, he's not coming." And I drove my ass over here with expired tags.
So in Drunk's defense, he didn't inform me or you he was coming.
Well, no, sort of. I thought
Sorry,
he was coming
man.
Until the very
Today,
last
like, balls,
minute.
You.
Well, let's hear about it, buddy. Well, how did today lick balls?
I don't know. This works.
You have stuff on your shoe.
Work stuff?
Yeah.
That doesn't look like work stuff.
Did you have mean customers? Were they mean to you?
No. I mean, I got there at 6 in the morning, and the douchebag manager from last night didn't complete his tasks, so I had a lot to do between 6 and 7, which I never, ever have to do. And then one of the employees called at about 6:30 and was like, yeah, my car got stolen last night, so I'm not going to be there. So that meant I had more work to do. And then the nighttime person called off as well. So I was there for like 12 and a half hours, and it sucked.
Does any of that sound like why he showed up at 8:01 today? I mean, did that solve anything? I'm sure there's a reason.
Well, I mean, I did get home at 6:30, and I had to eat dinner and whatnot, so changed my clothes.
6:30, okay.
I'm a slow eater.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're a slow a lot of things. So you chewed really good. That's
yeah, it was a Reuben. It was delicious.
Yeah.
With some corn and some broccoli.
Well, thank heavens that I played one extra song and we went over a little bit. So
I
we
agree.
Got that riveting tale of the manager from last night that did a bad job.
Yeah.
Do you want to shout him out?
No.
And say fuck you to him?
No. He's new. He's not really new, he's just new to me.
Like a used car.
Yeah, he's from Florida, so.
Or a used dildo.
And this Napier thing, I mean, like, you heard the music.
No, I can't
hear
the music.
I knocked on the door and said, hey, man, you know, it's time. And then, like.
I did. I came in, and then I had to pee. Because it's cold outside. And then I let loose a lot of
acid. You should have peed off the deck. That would have been awesome.
These people want to be fucking entertained. And I feel like I'm the only one that takes that responsibility seriously.
I can't entertain people with a full bladder, sir, and all this ass juice coming out from me.
Is there something else on your mind, Mike? Because you seem agitated today.
I am a little bit. Just a little bit. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
There's a whole lot of wink, wink, nudge, nudge going on Twitter the other day.
Yeah?
I was completely lost.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just you and some Australians.
Oh!
G'day, mate.
Yeah, no, there's...
To our fans down under. Throw another shrimp on a barbie.
So, I've kind of been friendly with another podcast called The Furnacast. It's a brother and a sister. They're pretty funny. I enjoy talking to them. I enjoy listening to their show. I sit at work 8 hours a day. I see like 3 customers a day. I don't do shit but listen to podcasts and, you know, I listen to a lot of, you know, Ron and Fez and stuff like that. So, I mean, I basically just sit there with my headphones in and just kind of zone out for 8 hours. That's pretty much my job. I sit in like a 10x10 office and I just sit there with my thumb up my ass listening to other people talk. It's just kind of what I do. And so, like, I like these guys. They're nice to me. I'm nice to them. So, of course, I have to somehow fuck that up because I'm not good at friends. I never have really been. And so the sister on the show went on another podcast last week sometime, and they did a Marry, Fuck, Kill where it involved 3 hosts from 3 other podcasts, one of which was this Australian guy on The Half Scoop, which also is pretty funny. I've listened to them before, too. So, you know, of course, I guess she was kind of hoping that this fellow wouldn't find out that she killed him in this Marry, Fuck, Kill. And me, being the shit stirrer I am, told him immediately. And so that's what that was all about. Long story short. Actually, that was pretty long. Long story long. Is that what you're talking about with the wink,
yeah,
nudge,
I think
nudge?
It was.
I don't know. I've become more of an observer on Twitter. There's a whole lot of things going on, and I just kind of enjoy the ride. I mean, I tweet a lot still, but not as much. I took your advice. I did get rid. I don't know if you noticed, but I did get rid of some of my Twitter accounts.
Did you?
I did.
Which ones?
I feel
died?
Good. I feel.
Should we have a service for them?
I feel cleaner. I mean, if you want to eulogize them, that would be fun. First gone, drunkard did STL on the Twitters.
So does that mean you have 0 drunk parodies on Twitter?
I currently have 0 drunk parodies on Twitter. Oh. The only drunk on Twitter right now is DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. And I think DrunkardSTL is still on the Twitters.
The double D?
He doesn't tweet, though. I don't know who that guy is. That isn't me, I swear. It really isn't. If you think that was me, it wasn't.
No, we've had this conversation, I believe you.
Yeah. But Drunkard, if you want to say a few words,
let
us bow our heads and have a moment to eulogize DrunkardSTL on the Twitters.
You know, he was a good man, and he spoke wisdom, and he brought his knowledge throughout the Twitterverse. He was a good man. Oh, that's enough.
Really, I think all I really did on that one is I followed a whole bunch of the people that tweet the naked pictures of the ladies, and then like if I saw one I liked, sometimes I'd retweet it.
There were some popsicle stick jokes on there a few times.
Yeah,
I was an enjoyment of.
I found me some Laffy Taffys and I tweeted those jokes, and then every now and then I would try to fool you guys into thinking I was the real drunk, but that was really that account pretty much sucked.
Yeah.
Also gone from Twitter forever. Not WFOD is gone now.
Which is ironic because they were WFOD.
Yeah, but I was trying to fool them.
Yeah, it worked well.
It didn't. No. So the two joke accounts are gone. Now it's all serious, all business.
All business, all the time.
Right. Except WFO Dix 2, which really has no necessity whatsoever.
That's your promotional one.
Well, I mean, they both kind of are. Why else would I have them? It's stupid.
See, I always thought you had them so you could say outlandish shit on them, and it wouldn't necessarily be associated with your Twitter. You know?
With my, like, my personal one?
Right. You can go off on immigrants and whatnot.
I think I save my good stuff for my personal one.
Really?
Yeah, like the ones that I want to put my name on. I know you're looking at me like, yeah, no.
No, I was trying to think if I had tweets that are like good. And you know, it's funny because the tweets that I think are good are never the ones that people favorite or retweet. They always favorite or retweet some stupid shit.
Stupid ones.
Yeah, people are challenged.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I hate Twitter.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still tweet to you every now and then, even though I know you'll never see it.
No, I don't think I've logged into that for like 6 months.
Yeah.
It's
I'm a very text-based person.
Yeah.
And you don't text or Twitter.
No.
So I don't really have any way of getting a hold of you.
And I don't really do Facebook unless it's to troll other people that are on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Like the dude who was going on about how the native Aboriginal people are they're a treasure that we all must protect.
Why?
Because they're a part of our history. Or some shit.
Aren't they a part of our history because we, like, tried to kill them all?
Well, a lot of them just died off because, you know, trying to find food every day isn't a good way of life.
Well, see, I think they found food pretty easily on their own.
Until we took it all?
Right.
No, not
necessarily. Until we said move to the desert.
A lot of them just died off. There'd be a storm come in or bad harvest, and then they got to start culling people. Yeah.
I think more died to, like, smallpox.
No, I'm talking about like in South America.
I think the ancient aliens had something to do with that.
Oh, like the dude with the bird haircut?
I'm not saying it was aliens, but it's aliens.
Well, speaking of finding food, there was a guy, he was in his early 70s, late 60s or something, that the police raided his house because of like a really weird smell, and they found that his wife had died in early November, and all this time he's been hacking parts of her off and cooking her.
And keeping that Social Security check coming.
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, because once someone dies, like, their Social Security check stops coming.
And so, like, I read this story, and I was thinking, oh, this will be a fun story. Cannibalism, that's funny. But it wasn't really that funny until I got to the bottom where it said that in court, the guy pleaded not guilty. He said, no, I'm not guilty.
Well, it wasn't him?
When they came in, he had some of his wife, like, on a pan sizzling. He said, no, that wasn't me.
You'd think it would have gone bad.
Well, do you think that you can freeze her?
Was he?
I don't know. Fucking.
It sounds like a loon if he wasn't.
You act like I'm the one that read the story.
Everyone knows that if you're going to eat a dead body, you keep it frozen until you cook.
Exactly. What is this? The 1300s?
It's fucking amateur hour is what it is.
Yeah. Do you think that it would be easier to eat somebody that you don't know or somebody that you do know?
Depends.
I mean, would you be more inclined to eat drunk or like a hobo that you just found?
Am I doing it for like survival or just for fun?
Does that make a difference?
Yeah.
Well, you know what disease
is. If I'm going to eat murder and eat someone for fun, it's going to be a hobo.
Well, you know what diseases drunk has.
No, we're saying they're both already dead. I'm assuming she just...
That takes a lot of the fun out of it.
Okay, so drunk's already dead. It's for survival.
It's for survival, then...
Would you rather eat a hobo you've never met or drunk? They're both dead. They're both laying there.
They're still both dead?
They're both dead. They're both laying there. Which one do you start hacking on?
I guess the hobo.
Really?
Yeah, if they're already both dead.
Not eating drunk is going to make him alive.
Yeah, it's not going to bring him back to life.
I know his family. And then they'll want to see him.
And then he's just laying there looking at you.
Well, he's dead, though.
Yeah, but the ground is way too hard to dig a hole.
I assume.
And you're not bringing the body back. It's either you or...
He's just going to be laying there looking at you, man.
Well, drunk would probably be, like, more well-fed. Is the homeless man, like...
No, he looks like he's rather homeless.
That you need to eat drunk. How can I...
Well, if the homeless man is all skin and bones, then I'm going to eat drunk, you know?
Yeah, it's either going to be you eat him or the crows. I mean, there's not...
And then you just got to sit there by your campfire and watch crows eat your friend.
Well, you can just cut off his head. You can still talk to him. He got his head.
See, if I eat him, then
he could be like Wilson.
Yeah, except for way creepier. And then he starts, like, decaying and his eyeball juice starts coming out. Oh, Wilson, come back. I'm sorry.
It would be just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I'm getting hungry.
We just ate.
Napier?
Yep.
I know this doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I just saw something a little while ago about the Wii U.
Oh, that fucking thing.
Will you explain to me what the Wii U is? Because it seems like... I don't know if I'm just not paying attention, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of stuff about it. It just kind of appeared. Or am I imagining... Has stuff been about it? Okay. I haven't seen that much about it.
Remember when the Wii came out and it had the gimmick of you have the little controllers that are motion controlled?
Yeah.
This new gimmick is it's a controller... that has a screen on it that while you're playing your game, you have to look away from the game to look at your controller to do something on the controller.
Why does that make sense?
It doesn't.
So it's on the TV and it's on your screen?
No.
Is it two
different things. You have to do one thing on the screen. Periodically, you have to look down at it. You have to take your eyes off of your game and look at your controller. I haven't looked at my controller since I was 7.
You mean you just kind of know where the buttons are?
Yeah, you know where it is.
It's like when you take a typing class.
Yeah, you know where it is.
You know, when I took a typing class, she tried to teach me the right way to type, where you keep looking up at your screen and doing the typing stuff. But by then, you know, I had been typing for a long time, and I kind of have my own way of typing. And so I would just wait till she wasn't looking and type a whole bunch of stuff the way I type, and then try to do it the way that she was teaching me, like when she was looking.
I didn't actually
learn anything in the class. I guess probably could have.
Yeah, but you probably already typed like 80 words a minute.
But so. I mean, I do okay. I mean, I'm not like the fastest typist in the world. But it's like I took this class. It was a required class. And I guess I was supposed to learn how to type. And that would probably be good something to learn.
Don't you already know how to type?
Yeah, but I don't type right.
But do you type like quickly and efficiently?
Sure.
Then you type right.
But I kind of look down at the thing, I think, more than I look up.
I only learned two things at my typing class in junior high. Number one, Catholics like to put ash on their face every once in a while. And number two, some of the more people that are into it, they won't say 666. They they get weirded out when they say the three sixes.
What the fuck are you talking about?
My in junior high, the guy who was teaching my class was really into being Catholic.
Okay.
And during the Ash Wednesday, he had the ash on his face, uh-huh. And I thought he got punched in his head for being a prick.
Did you ask him about it? Say, man, you got something on your face?
No. One of the...
You got a little schmutz? You licked your thumb and tried to...
No. Well, it was really noticeable. I don't think anybody would have said anything.
Yeah.
Like, not too many people there were Catholic, so they didn't know what the hell was going on. And this was junior high, so one of the kids in class go, "Ooh, what the fuck happened to your face?" He said, "Oh, well, it's Ash Wednesday."
He just let the student curse at him like that?
I think he's
paraphrasing.
This was at the junior high that you went to.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they had some self-respect.
They really?
Wouldn't let the kids just curse them out.
Well, it didn't just curse him out. He was shocked. He thought he got hit in the face with a 2x4. Also, do you remember back in when we were in the upper hallway, like the lower hallway was for the littler kids, and then the next year you got up on the upper stairs? Do you remember that at the junior high?
Not really, but like a whole lot of high school and junior high, I don't remember any of.
There's one thing I remember from junior high, other than all the girls started getting really big titties, which I enjoyed and I appreciated.
So did you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had them. I had them since, like, sixth grade. I mean, they didn't really have anything on me. When we went upstairs, I got these really bad gas farts. And every day after lunch, I would come upstairs and fart right in the hallway. And it smelled god-awful. And it would just waft through everywhere. It was the nastiest smelling shit. And every day, 300 fucking kids would just walk through my farts.
Just get all Napier shit in their nostrils.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was amazing.
Have you seen the reviews of the new Red Dawn?
I looked at the trailer, and I thought, oh, well, this trailer looks okay. And then they revealed a plot point in another trailer, which was North Korea has a super weapon. Like, oh,
it's just getting shelled.
Well, I think it's funny because when that movie came out, everyone's like, oh, they're remaking Red Dawn. It's going to be amazing. I'm like, the first one was terrible. Like, why does everyone act like this was such a great movie?
The first one was like, terrible to where it's great because of how terrible it is.
I love the first Red Dawn.
Yeah, but because it's terrible.
Well, yeah, it was one of those 80s movies that was like, you know, a shitty 80 movie, but they had some cool guns in there.
So,
and they had some gratuitous deaths.
It was just
nothing but death.
If you're going to remake a movie that was terrible the first time,
yeah,
the idea is either you would make it like kind of campy and kind of, you know, wink at the camera. Hey, we know the first one was a joke. This one's kind of a joke, too. Or you try to do it right. But you don't just make a shitty movie.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah.
So, in the new Red Dawn, which is completely shit and has no redeeming qualities, the original...
Wait, hold on. Because there's probably an attractive female.
And you haven't seen it yet, so you
no,
can't
No, I haven't
really
seen
say
it.
That.
Is there a
we need to
chick?
Have a WFOD field trip, I think.
Well, unless you've noticed, Mike, I'm psychic.
Okay.
And I can prejudge things perfectly fine.
Okay.
Just as if I'd seen it. Shitty, shitty, shitty movie.
Is this Mayan thing going to happen? Because
no.
I mean,
if the Mayans knew what they were doing, they wouldn't all be dead.
Okay.
Therefore, nothing.
Because I'm kind of worried. I'm like, should I just start, like, going places? I'd like to see some stuff.
Did a Mayan tell you that the world was going to end?
Well, didn't they say it is?
No, they
like
didn't.
Pretty soon?
The Mayans never said that.
I don't really know what I'd want
to
see.
Idiotic, crazy white people who've never been in that region ever decided that's what they said. They're idiots.
You know what I want to do?
What's that?
Before the whole Mayan thing happens and we all die. I want to swim
on a swimming pool that's on a roof.
Why?
You know when you see that in the swimming pools on the roof, and it's all like, hey, there's a swimming pool on the roof, and it's such a great view of the city while we're swimming.
Like those infinity pools where it looks like the water is like going off the edge of the building?
No, like the swimming pool in The True Lies. Remember when he rode his motorcycle off the roof and landed in the swimming pool on the other roof? That's what I want to do. I want to swim in one of those.
So does that mean you've made it when you swam on the swimming pool on the roof?
What happens if you go off the edge on one of those?
You die.
What do you mean? So.
What happens? Why would they build that?
Well, I mean, you don't like actually go off the edge. You know, it's still like 6 feet deep, and there's concrete walls. Just the top of it flows off, and then to a fake ledge, and then
get. Oh, you're talking about the infinity pool. I was talking about my cool roof swimming pool thing.
Why don't you just go buy one of those little kiddie pools, drag it on your roof, and then fill it up with your hose?
Do it.
I could probably do that. Could you do that? I mean, not now. It's cold out. But
yeah, in the summertime.
Do you think that would be dangerous?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get in the pool with me?
I didn't say that. I said it was dangerous. I didn't say I wouldn't do it.
I just think that would be fun.
Is it time for the half show break?
Yeah.
Well, what's on for today's break?
Oh, I don't know. We don't have anything, really. Commercials and stuff.
We have commercials.
Oh, way to keep the listeners just enthralled. You can't tell them the commercials are coming.
Yeah, you're going to listen to some commercials.
We don't have advertisers.
It's like when someone calls into the bank and they just owe the bank a fuck ton of money and they haven't been paying and they want to ask some stupid shit about some stupid shit. You don't tell them you're transferring them to collections because then they're going to hang up.
Yeah. You say, just, hold on.
While I connect you to a specialist.
A specialist.
Yep. A specialist.
So
You can't. There's going to be some super entertaining shit during this break.
Well, didn't we actually do that a few times? They say, "Oh, well, I'm running a business out of my home." Hold on, dude. Let me get you over to the business line. They're going to charge you an extra $150 a month.
It's a song sandwiched in between two commercials.
What are the commercials about? Are they good?
Is one the Shane Co?
Yeah. What about the Shane Co guy? Can we get him?
I'm going to let you be surprised. This is the longest anybody's ever talked about. I mean, fuck you guys, for real.
We want to know what's going on.
I mean, I'm doing this for you. I don't even smoke.
Okay. Let the commercials roll, baby.
The new show page format is over at lostinthecorn.radiofubar.com. I am not below putting my cat on the show. There's an eBay link. Holy fucking shit! Who's the asshole who put $15 million on a box of fucking Twinkies? What the fuck? What the fuck? Dude, if you're buying another one for you motherfucking douchebags. Hostess Twinkies delivered by van with your company logo displayed on it. If I pay you $10 million for a box of Twinkies, you gotta deliver it by a van with my company logo displayed on it, and it's gonna say Lost in the Corn Podcast. We will fuck your mother while your sister watches.
Lost in the Corn is live on RadioFubar.com Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central.
There are four veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
At the risk of sounding sexist, just stay in the kitchen.
The Navy.
Did I say that? Are you fucking serious?
The Air Force. And the Marines.
Also in the Army, but I don't claim that 9 years.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniform Opinions live Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
And we're back with the, you know, show. Call-in number, 309-740-1430. Or you can Skype at the WFO Dicks. So, Napes, did you enjoy any Black Friday celebrations?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Were you hungover from Thanksgiving?
No, I had to work.
You got up and went to work, huh?
Yeah.
There you go, buddy. Paul, did you go do any Black Friday?
Nope, no Black Friday, no Cyber Monday. I don't buy anything.
No?
I'm not taking part of this consumerist bullshit society.
You know, it's funny because I was over at my gal's parents' house on the Thanksgiving, and they're going through the sale ads, and they're saying, oh, we should go get that for so-and-so, or we should go get that for, you know, whatever. And, you know, as they were calling out stuff and how much it was, I was looking at Amazon, and fucking Amazon, on Thursday, had everything for the same price or less than all the stores were advertising for Black Friday. So it was like, I could get all this now and shipped here to my house.
Yeah, but then you don't get to stand in line for hours.
Smell all the people, all their smells.
It's more of a community thing. You kind of want to go be a part of it. You want to go get involved. You want to get in the mob and punch each other in the face.
The only thing, I went once, like last year, and like I kept thinking how easy it would be to steal shit.
Because there's just so much chaos.
There's just so much fucking shit going on. I'm just going to grab some shit and walk the fuck out. You know, fuck them.
You know people do that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they do.
I would like to point out that Walmart's little, they were going to have this protest and everybody was gonna picket. It didn't happen.
OV says, great place to pickpocket. Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, with all those...
Oh, and they're going to have cash on them, too.
Yeah, crawling on top of each other. I mean, who would even know it was you? I mean, even if they felt a hand in their pocket, you know, so you slip away undetected.
So Best Buy does this, like, tickets thing where, like, you know, you wait in line, and then at some point they give you these tickets. They're like, well, what were you here for? You're like, well, I'm here for the crazy 50-inch TV, and, well, they like got five of them, and you can get one of the tickets as long as you're far enough up in line.
Oh, okay. So as opposed to, you know, people in the back of the line just bum-rushing the line.
Right. Instead of rushing, right, it's by the line. Here's your ticket. This entitles you to this deal on this TV, and, you know, we're only giving out four of these tickets because we only have four of the TVs.
Yeah.
So next year... I'm going to find, like, a homeless guy, and I'm going to buy him a sandwich, and I'm going to give him some hot chocolate. I'm going to say, you got to sit
and
here.
And he's homeless anyway. He's going to be sitting outside.
Right, he's going to be sitting somewhere regardless. So,
oh, and he's going to smell like ball.
Right, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be there. He's going to do this. So I'm going to be like, look, here's a sandwich and some hot chocolate. I need you to sit here until they give you this ticket.
Yeah.
At which point I will come back, and I will bring you a bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
And you will give me the ticket.
But the thing is, do you then want to sell the ticket to where you don't actually have to do anything?
Right, I could sell the ticket. See, the key is the homeless guy is not going to keep the ticket for himself because he doesn't have money to buy it anyway. So I get the ticket from the homeless guy, and hopefully he's dim, so he won't just try to sell the ticket himself.
Right.
I mean, like... If you're homeless, you're probably not that bright to begin with.
You would think.
Or druggy.
It's not that hard to make money.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Enough money that you could do something.
Probably not the entrepreneurial type to just sell the ticket on his own. Because, like, if they were smart, there'd be homeless people at all these. They're already doing this, and I don't see any of them ever.
Yeah. Maybe we should get the word out. Hey,
well, no, homeless. I want it to be my... I'm going to, like, have homeless guys at all the Best Buys in the area... And, like, every Black Friday, I'm going to make, you know, a couple $100.
I wonder if we could get some kind of business together to where we we don't hire homeless people, but we give homeless people things like sandwiches and liquor and stuff to, you know, camp out at places. I mean, like, we could almost, like...
Like, to buy concert tickets and everything, you know?
Sure, yeah. Concert tickets. I mean, or even, you know, start, like a private investigator business to where, you know, just say, hey, man, you're going to be sitting outside anyway. Just sit outside this dude's house and let me know where he goes.
Every
and then
time
you don't
leaves.
Actually have to put in the time to figure out
what this person is doing.
And you can give the homeless guy one of those like children's cell phones where he can't call anybody but you.
But you.
Yeah, no, so it's like, what good is the cell phone to
him? Yeah, you press one for you, and that's really the
that's
only
all
thing.
It does.
Right. See, that's a good idea.
I think you'd have to pay a minimum wage, though.
No, fuck that.
The government might come after you.
He's an independent contractor.
Even independent contractors, you got to do a
set
thing.
You know what we
thing.
Should do is we should like position this as a charity. We can be like a non-profit. We're helping these homeless people by giving them sandwiches and things at no cost.
We're giving them a
skill. All they have to do is show up at Best Buy and wait for 4 hours.
We're teaching them a skill.
How is that different than waiting in the soup line? Like, sure. You know, he waits in the Best Buy line, I give him some sandwiches.
Yeah.
Win-win.
It's, you know, and so then not only could we profit from the people that are paying us for these services, but we could also profit from people who, you know, want to donate to...
Right, we could solicit donations, right. It'd be good.
See, look, man, we want to get these homeless guys off the street. We want to teach them a skill.
We want to teach them...
We want to feed the homeless, and we want to...
Teach them valuable life skills, like how to win Black Friday. You show up at like 4 o'clock, don't have anything else going on.
You know, I felt kind of like... Oh, you know, that's a good idea, too. Ovi has another point. You make more money harvesting their organs. I mean, organs go for a lot on eBay and stuff. In the few times that they've done that, they've gone up quite a bit before they've gotten taken down.
That's messy, man.
Yeah. No, it's not messy.
You got to find a fence. Like, do you know who do you know is going to buy black market organs? You know,
somebody that needs them.
Yeah, but do you know anyone? You got to have somebody.
You
got to
find them.
Knows a lot of people. You know, you need like a renegade doctor. Who's got like a
we could auction
an Oxycontin
off,
habit?
Auction off their butt virginity. That went really well. We made like $40 last week. How you feeling about that, by the way?
You know, I had nightmares about a mop, broom handle, something like that.
A chainsaw, I believe.
A chainsaw, right?
Well, I kind of felt like I won Black Friday because and you know they started it earlier. They were doing it like 8 o'clock on Thursday, which is kind of disgusting, really. The next day, I worked, and I got off at 6 o'clock. I'm driving home from work. I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'm going to stop by the Walmart and see. There was a video game that I wanted to buy. It was $10. And, you know, I thought, maybe they'll have it. And, you know, and I wanted, they had like 8 gigabyte USB drives for $5. So I was like, I could use another. You could always use another one of those. You know, I got those laying all over the place. So I went to the Walmart, and I walked up to the electronics section, and they had the video game in the display case. And I was like, fuck yeah, they still got one. $10. Cool. I go and I get the broad, and I was like, hey man, get your little key thing out, man. I want that fucking video game. She's like, cool. Brings it up to the thing. She's like, $35. No, that's $10. She goes, no, it's $35. I just rang it up. I was like, no, bitch. Look in your fucking ad. It's $10. So she goes, oh, I don't have an ad. But if it was in the ad... Then those were only the ones with the stickers on them. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? She said, well, you know, we had some out. They had stickers on them. This one doesn't have a sticker on it, so this one's full price. I'm like, you nasty bitch. So I'm walking away. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not buying a $35 video game that's supposed to be $10. And this other African-American gentleman, he goes, hey, man, we got a whole bunch of shopping carts over there with shit in them. If you want to dig through those, your game might be in there with a sticker on it. Like, okay.
So is this like an employee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I thought he was just some guy who like went to the Black Friday ad and loaded up on all the cheap shit.
Yeah,
and then was like, look, I've got some shit here that I'm willing to part with.
You can root through my shopping carts. No, they had like a whole row of shopping carts of, I guess, people grabbed shit and then didn't want it after they grabbed it, so they haven't put it away yet or something. So it was a disaster. So I'm digging through these fucking shopping carts. I fucking found one of the video games. I'm like, fucking sweet. I didn't find any video games. I found a bunch of shitty DVDs, stuff like that. But I found the one video game that I wanted buried in one of the shopping carts. So I had to dig a little bit, but I did get it. And I found one of my $5 USB drives, so... You know, I'm walking up to the thing at 7 o'clock at night, you know, on Black Friday. I'm like, you know, hey, you know, it's not all that busy. And she goes, yeah, you know, a lot of people came last night. I'm like, yeah, cool. This isn't interesting at all.
Can we touch back on the
topic?
Don't
you feel
where
it's
you said,
a little dehumanizing to have to root through fucking pails of shit?
Yeah, I do. I mean, but what the fuck else was I going to do? You know,
I've seen a lot of like Facebook posts and Twitter things about don't shop on Thanksgiving. If you shop, someone has to work, and like
they do anyway.
You know, fuck that. Fuck all of you, because like how many times did I have to work on Thanksgiving? Quite a few.
Yeah.
So like, fuck you. Get a less shitty job.
One of my fondest memories of my professional life was working on Thanksgiving. I took old gal to the Pizza Hut to make dough and got a blowy at the Pizza Hut. That was pretty awesome.
Well, yeah, working on Thanksgiving would suck less if you got a blowy every time. That's true. But really, like, fuck off.
Typically, you don't get blowies on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, fuck off if you have to work on Thanksgiving. Request the shit off. Get a better job.
Show up like everybody else.
Or fuck them. Like, seriously.
I don't think anybody's taking a job at Walmart thinking, wow, I bet I'm treated really well here.
Right. Like, Walmart doesn't know you shit, but you don't know Walmart shit either. So, like, if you don't want to be there on Thanksgiving, don't fucking go there on Thanksgiving. Exactly. I don't want to see you bitch about it on Facebook. And if I need to fucking get some fucking lube at 3 a.m. on Thanksgiving, then by God, somebody needs to be there to sell me some fucking lube.
Well, and the funny thing is, tons of people were fucking shopping on Thanksgiving. So they'll probably open earlier next year. I mean, this year it was 8 o'clock. And that was successful. Probably next year it'll be 5 o'clock. All to save $20 on a TV.
But yeah, I don't think you're even really saving the $20. Like, most of the time, the TVs aren't that much cheaper.
Yeah, I read something that said that most of the Black Friday deals this year, at some point throughout the year, it has been cheaper than it was. Like 90% of the products offered at a low price have been cheaper at some point throughout this year.
Well, see, they fucked up last year by offering shit at a deep discounted rate.
Yeah.
So they had to make it up this year. It's all advertising. It's not... You're not getting shit for free. And if you think you are, you're a dumbass.
Actually, they used to have, like, I haven't seen them lately, but, like, Best Buy used to do it all the time where they had all this free shit. It was, like, a $5.99 item, and you had a $5.99 mail-in rebate. And I'm too fucking lazy to do it, but my dad, he's, like, totally, you know, if he's got some paperwork that needs to be filled out, it's getting fucking filled out. And he would go and, like...
Oh, those mail-in rebates, I'm terrible with those. I always lose them.
I never do them. It's not worth for me. But, like, he would go and he'd buy all of these free things, stacks of blank DVDs and CDs and, you know, fucking whatever. And then, you know, sit at home and mail out all his shit. And
he likes filling out his address.
I mean, I guess. I think it was more just, like, the fact that it was free. They were banking on you not filling it out.
He's like, well, fuck you.
Come in here. And all you've got to do is go home and put your name and address on some shit, and you will not have to pay for this at all. And I guarantee you 99% of people are like, oh, cool. Took their pack of fucking blank CDs and then, you know, just said, fuck it, it was $5.99.
Right.
Big deal. But no, he loved those things.
Can any of you tell me what this Les Miserables movie is about? The Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
Yeah. It looks like a fucking bummer. I see these previews for it. It looks like everybody's crying and sweaty and out in the rain, and everybody's got this really serious look on their face. What the fuck is this movie about?
It's a lifelong revenge story, right?
I have no idea.
I believe it takes place during the French Revolution.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's just walking around, and they're all like, hey, it's the Les Miserables. And they got their little... The Gladiator has his fez hat on, and you know... They're on boats.
It looks stupid.
But what? I mean, it's like a classic story, right? It's been around for a long time. What the fuck's it about? Somebody explain it to me.
It's a revenge story. It's a guy, he like wanted to get revenge on this detective his whole life, and he does. I'm pretty sure.
And it has a broad with her head shaved.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And
is there any penetrative sex?
I hope so.
I believe there's a lot of sodomy.
Excellent. We can make this work. I want to see heads penetrated by penises.
This looks like a bummer.
You know what doesn't look like a bummer?
What?
The World War Z.
Oh, that looks stupid. The cascading wall of liquid zombie.
Oh, no, that looks
cascading wall of liquid zombie. It's like a tidal wave.
It's a tidal wave of dead reanimated corpses trying to eat everything like a plague of locust on the Holy Land.
It's the Black Friday sale of zombies.
All you see is this nasty, decaying wall of flesh falling down this flight of stairs. And it looks probably nasty.
Well, they climb buildings and stuff, too. Like, they all just take turns stepping on each other's faces to make this, like,
dead body wall. Yeah, it's this dead body ladder that they're all squishing through. It looks stupid as hell.
I don't really like this new age of fast zombies. I liked zombies better when they were slow and stumbly. It seems like zombies now aren't even really zombies. They're like crackheads.
I liked the 28 days and 28 days later.
I mean, sure, it was fun, but it was like, slow down. I like headshots. I like when they stumble around a little bit and kind of, you know.
I'm a sucker for the zombies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like The Walking Dead.
I need to catch up on that.
They have the slow zombies.
Yeah.
Let's do no spoilers. I've like three on the DVR I need to watch.
I'm like a season and a half behind. I'm
caught up completely.
The last episode that I watched, the dude just came back from getting the medicine for the kid, and he realized that he was bit or something. The dude that was fucking the other dude's wife. He was looking in the mirror and he was all like, oh fuck, I got bit or something. And then like that was the cliffhanger ending. And that was the last one I watched. I mean, does the kid die? Hopefully.
Everyone dies.
Yeah, I mean, that kid was annoying the shit out of me. It was about time somebody shot him. He's just slowing everything down. And they killed the little girl, too, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they killed that little girl a while ago.
Kill off all the kids. They're annoying. Shut up.
You know how I knew this was going to be a great series?
What?
It had potential. The very first thing that you see of this series.
Oh yeah, homeboy shooting that little girl in the face.
He shot a little girl in the face.
Set the tone, man. Say,
set
look,
the entire tone for the series.
We don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot little girls in the face.
Yep. And that little girl was fucked up too.
Yeah.
He was like, well, click, bang.
So there's two teenagers that broke into like the 64-year-old guy's house on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He shot them both. Kind of dragged them both so that they were sitting together. Made sure they were dead. Like, he gave them extra shots and stuff. But he didn't alert the police until Friday because he didn't want to interrupt their Thanksgiving. He wanted to make sure they had a good holiday before he alerted them that he had murdered two teenagers.
Well, no, they came
into
his house.
That's not murder.
Yeah, that's not murder.
No, well, they charged him because, like, he kind of, you know, laid it out and said, you know, yeah, you know, I shot them and they were down. And I decided they needed to die.
Well, he did it all wrong then.
Yeah.
He should have just said, well, they came into my house, I shot them, they're dead. I don't really know what else to tell you.
I think it was a classic case of TMI.
I think the fact that he let them sit around in his house for a few days probably influenced the decision.
Well, you know,
like, that's not fucking normal.
You're sitting home by yourself with a couple of guns in your trousers. You're just enjoying your Thanksgiving. Probably got yourself a microwave meal. And then you hear these two little assholes breaking into your house upstairs. You probably get a little heated. You probably, you know, maybe say some things you don't mean. And, you know, you act, you know, maybe a bit rash, you know, and
uncouth.
Right, right. And so then, you know, you have some time to reflect and you realize, well, I mean, I'm not going to eat these kids. I guess I need to, you know, call the authorities. But wait, it's Thanksgiving. They all have families. They're probably enjoying their meal. These kids are already dead. Let's just wait until tomorrow, where everybody's had time to enjoy their football, enjoy their families.
See, I thought it was like he didn't want the kids' families to be bothered.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
It's like, look, you know, what would ruin Thanksgiving? You know, learning that your kids were dead.
Right. So I'll just wait, give them that bad news on Black
Friday.
Well,
they were probably shitbag parents.
Yeah, they were probably shitty parents if their kids are breaking into somebody's house on Thanksgiving.
Man, how's it the parents' fault?
Because they're
some
kids.
Fucked up kids.
Well, kids don't get fucked up on their own. They have help.
Sometimes they just get fucked up on their own, man.
I guess that
I don't know.
It would be a good day to break into somebody's house, I guess. You know,
if they're not there.
Yeah, but not if they're there. That's a bad idea.
And especially not if they have guns.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to break into old crazy dudes' houses. You got to do a little. You got to get a hobo, and let them kind of roam around the street and do a little pre-work for you. You know, just roam around, see who, you know, are the young people that might go to their parents' house. I mean, like, I wouldn't hear all day Thanksgiving.
I mean, you could just
great day to come rob me.
Really, just do things like I've always done them and just prey on the women. See, he picked an old man. Bad choice.
We need a little jingle, like Paul's tip of the day.
Just prey on the women.
Keep in mind, fellas, women are weaker than us.
Easy to overpower.
Oh, she's 5'6 and 110 pounds. Yeah, she's going down in one punch. This ain't even going
to
be hard.
You don't even have to reach into her pants or anything. She's carrying all of her belongings in a bag loosely on her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just take it.
And just punch her right in the temple.
Right.
Just say, ma'am, do you have the time? Whop.
See, you get two for one going, too, because then, like...
You get that rush.
Well, you get, like, the robbery, like, whatever you're doing, like, you're breaking into her house to steal her TV.
Oh, sure.
And you just get a little side of rape, like extra value meal, you know?
See, now, or at least you get a boner from punching them.
You just made it creepy.
Yeah.
It was creepy the whole time.
I was fine with you taking her purse and, you know, all that. Then you had to go and rape her. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, you can't just settle.
If there's one thing I do, it's bring the rape.
Just throwing that dick.
It you know, we made it an hour, really, before you go bringing up rape. It was like we almost made it. It's like we were almost done. Just...
But it was a natural progression.
Right. We were building...
Yeah, from like we were just leading up to it. Black Friday, Thanksgiving.
Consumer rape to physical rape.
Exactly. This show is kind of like a game of Tetris, where you're building up all the other stuff, waiting for that long piece. And that long piece is a Paul rape joke. Tetris!
Used to be Napier bombs.
Napier bombs.
And now it's my rape jokes.
Swatting.
Swatting.
You see swatting? You saw that?
I mean, I've heard of swatting. I thought it'd be funny to experiment and try to swat someone myself, but...
Don't swat me.
I think it'd be really fucking hilarious. But, see, the key is, like, you gotta swat someone where you can see their reaction... Because otherwise, what's the point?
Well, you live like two doors down from Joey. You ought to SWAT Joey.
SWAT Joey.
And then just go sit out on your front porch, smoke a cigarette.
Just watch the magic happen.
So, for the, people who don't know, SWATting is... let me get this right. It's mostly done to celebrities, I guess, where they call the police and they say, oh, my God... You know, Simon Cowell is in his house. He's being held hostage. They have him duct taped to a chair. You know, come quick.
See, I think it's better done with pseudo celebrities. Like people who are like YouTube famous and things like that. That's where I see it having the most effect. Because like you got to figure thousands of nutballs are calling and saying, you know, with many things about... Like super famous.
So
people.
Call like the I got.
Like I bet you could get Mark Bland swatted pretty easily.
Seeing as this is being recorded and this is, I want to preface this by saying if in fact
any swatting videos online,
we're not going to do this. We have no interest in actually doing this.
Yeah, I'm not going.
No,
to
but
swat.
I want.
We're
I
not going to swat anyone. We're not responsible for anyone who gets swatted.
But at the same time.
But it would be fucking hilarious.
I'd like to watch it. You know the guys that...
Until someone gets shot.
Did Did you ever
until,
see...
Until, like, the Mark Bland is eating, you know, a chicken leg, and they think it's a gun, and it's no more fun and games.
I like the Mark Bland. The Mark Bland seems like a fun guy. I'm not going to do this again. You're trying to do this. You did this on purpose. You try to get me to say mean shit about people, and then I feel bad about it.
But it's so easy to do. Because it's inside of you.
Every time you fucking do this to me, I feel terrible about it. And then I end up apologizing. And fuck you.
Okay. So, but yes, there's... I watch a lot of the Call of Duty videos on the internet.
Yeah.
And several of those guys have been swatted. It's pretty funny, their reactions to it.
Is this like what they used to do at McDonald's, where somebody would have a camcorder sitting in the passenger seat, and then they would get their drinks, and they would say... They would open it up and they would say, "Oh my God, take a look at this." And they would say, "What? Like, look what's in my drink." And they'd say, "What?" And then they'd splash it right in their eyes and they'd drive off.
No, see, I haven't seen any videos of the SWAT team breaking in.
Oh.
Because you gotta, you know, it is very illegal to call a SWAT team.
Oh, incredibly. But who's been swatted?
Woody's gamer tag has been swatted. This guy named X Jaws has been swatted.
They put a whole bunch of I just read an article that said that Simon Cowell was swatted. They said that like Ashton Kutcher and a couple other celebrities have been swatted.
See, I would think it'd be much harder to pull off with a big name celebrity,
because they'd probably be like, yeah, right.
Right, exactly. They're like, why would Ashton Kutcher murder these people?
He's got
six chicks sucking on his dick at all times. No reason to be angry.
Why did Phil Hartman die?
Because he married a crazy bitch.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
That's what happens out in Hollywood, though. Shit happens out there.
So
it's pretty ingenious. Like, as far as thinking of ways to fuck with people, whoever thought of that once, that's pretty good.
Yeah, you could give somebody PTSD for
forever. My hat's off to you. Like, can you imagine if you're sitting around, like, eating dinner with your lady friend, and then, boom, the door gets kicked off its hinges. Everybody down on the ground! Fucking, like, I would shit myself. Like, I would not have any fucking no idea what was going on. It was crazy. Do you agree? Do you concur?
That would be funny?
No, it would be fucking crazy.
Yes, that would be...
That would be intense.
Yes.
Maybe traumatic.
Probably.
Would you lose control of your bodily functions?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What would piss you off more, getting somebody that swatted you, or the SWAT team getting the address wrong?
I think I typically maintain the presence of mind to keep my anus and my pee hole closed.
Yeah, if you have a lot of, like, masked men with assault rifles pointed at you?
No, but I mean...
See, that just seems like maybe extenuating circumstances.
You know, like, you know when you get scared at maybe a close call on the road or something? You know, I've held a pee or a poop during that before, so I feel I'm, you know, qualified to keep it together.
I think that's a little different. But, I mean, I don't know. I've never shit myself because I almost... hit a pedestrian or anything, you know?
Yeah.
He shit himself because he tried to squeeze out a fart.
I have shit myself because I tried to squeeze out a fart. Within the last, like, 2 months.
Oh, don't you hate it when you gamble?
Dude, it was
lose.
So wet. Like, there was, like, my anus had no control over the amount of liquid that was coming out.
This happened at work.
And it felt like a fart, but then it wasn't?
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know, I got a little grumble in my tummy, time to fart, and then just a squirt.
the big thing on Twitter yesterday, Chris Brown got in trouble for he got in some argument with some. She was a comedian or something. I think I follow her on one of my 8 accounts. She's funny, but him and her were doing a back and forth, and he said something about pooping in her eye or something. He said he was going to poop on her eye. But the awesome part about the whole back and forth, eventually he deleted his Twitter account. I guess he was getting a lot of, you know, you beat women, you're a piece of shit. I imagine you would just get that constantly, wouldn't you?
Right.
I think people eventually kind of calm down on that.
It's like,
but when you start doing it again.
You get like one a day as opposed to, you know, 50 a day. But the awesome part about that whole thing was he gave me a fun new term for blowjobs, He told her to give him top, which I've never heard before. I know that you're somewhat of an urban gentleman.
Is that a blowjob?
Yeah, give me top.
Are you sure that's not just like her getting on top and riding some D?
No, he said that he was going to fart while she gives him top.
Oh, a blumpkin.
I took it to mean she was blowing him, but you think that like she was just on top of him fucking him?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would think, but I don't know.
Chris Brown likes to beat women.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So?
Just, you know, putting it out there.
Do we really know he likes to beat women? The facts are he likes to beat Rihanna.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is...
You know, I wouldn't even go so far as to say he liked to beat Rihanna. I mean, we don't know that he enjoyed it.
Didn't Rihanna give him herpes? Like, if that's not a reason to punch a bitch in the mouth...
I think that's made up. Is that a fact?
I don't know. Like, I don't check my facts on anything. I'm just saying. That's a worthy reason to punch a bitch in the mouth, I would think.
So if she said, by the way, you have herpes... But you have no facts to back that.
Heard it. You know, like TMZ or something.
Like, oh, yeah, she gave him herpes?
Yeah. That's why you haven't heard that?
No, I think you just made that up just
now.
No,
I've definitely heard it.
No, yeah, I heard that. Like, I've heard that around the first scuffle. It's like, oh, Chris Brown hit this bitch. Oh, well, she gave him herpes. It's like, makes a little more sense when you think about it that way.
I don't think that that would be grounds to hit her. I think that would be grounds to, you know, tell her that you're disappointed.
So you're not going to dot that I if somebody gave you herpes?
No, I'm going to say, you know, I'm not going to hit you, but I just want you to know that I'm disappointed.
While she slept, I'd jerk it on her feet. That way she'd get it on her in the cracks of her toes. She could never wear sandals again. Yeah.
Are you all right, man?
I think I'm coming down with something. My throat's all scratchy.
I don't know. Your Napierisms aren't hitting home tonight.
It's been a long day.
Maybe he
kinda
has to
like,
poop, too.
Kind of like Drunk's Bad Day? Is it kind of the same thing?
No. I just didn't get much sleep last night. I was watching My Little Pony videos.
Do you need a hug, buddy?
No,
I think you do.
Why are you... Don't come over here.
I think you need a hug.
I don't want you over here. I don't want to be hugged. Why are you hugging me? Don't hug.
It's all right, buddy.
Don't hug.
We're here for you, man.
I don't want hugs.
It's all right, buddy.
What? Paul, get your friend.
Tell us how you feel.
Paul, get your friend. Paul,
do you need
get
to
your
have
friend.
A good cry?
Paul, get your friend.
Do you need to have a good cry?
No.
You okay?
Yes.
You want to stroke your hair?
No.
Poor guy.
This is getting awkward. You want me to rub your balls?
Paul.
Just jerk you off a little
Paul,
bit.
Get your friend.
Just
come on, buddy. Tell us how you feel.
I'm awesome every day.
You want me to massage your taint a little bit? Feeling bad? Just a little taint massage? No big deal?
I can go for that, yes. I would enjoy that.
I'm sure he can measure your asshole for you, too, while he's down there.
No, I got to be in the mood for Tino. Get
Do
that.
You have a story about lottery tickets?
I bought some.
Yeah.
But you didn't win.
Out of spite.
Hey, will you be offended if I win $425 million and then never come and do the podcast again?
I wouldn't expect you to. Could you, like, you know, make us a station?
You know, actually what would be even cooler?
Just, like, run all of our shows on repeat?
I think what I should do is just, like, spend the millions getting, like, D-rate celebrities to be on the podcast.
You think that would cost millions?
No, I mean, they'll each cost a couple thousand dollars.
Like who?
Like,
when you say a D-rate celebrity, who's going to cost a couple thousand dollars to get?
You know, for a couple thousand bucks, I bet we could get, I want to say like Gary Coleman.
Gary
He's
Coleman's dead.
Dead.
Well, then it may be cheaper. Just go dig his ass up. I don't know, like, you know, like Hall & Oates or something. Like, what are those guys doing?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you know, like...
No, but don't you think that if you invested thousands of dollars into, like, promotion or something, and then people listened to us, then guests would come for free?
See, I want the kind of guests that are like down on their luck and need the $1,000.
That way we could just talk shit.
I want like, you know, Danny Bonaducci.
Or Jean-Claude.
Right, yeah. You know, I mean,
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah.
He's still pumping out movies, I think.
Yeah, no. I think Danny Bonaducci has like a morning radio show somewhere.
Like, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking like from like the rehab days.
The guy from Hardcore Pong. Something like that.
Or like the guy that sang the butterfly song.
You're my butterfly, sugar baby.
Yeah, that guy.
Was that, fuck, was that Crazy Town?
Yeah, you know, you get Crazy Town on here.
Could we get Crazy Town to come?
That's going to be in your living room.
Set up. To play.
We got all this money. We're still doing
You're my butterfly, sugar baby.
No, I think that guy is pretty well hooked on crack.
The only instrument we have is one of those auto drummers. You hit the numbers and it makes a beat for you. And that's it. And he's got to go off that.
And Kathy Griffin couldn't be more than a couple $1,000.
No, right? She actually makes apparently like real money now.
Yeah, but you know, Paul's persuasive. Paul should be our executive producer. Paul should get us guests.
I think so as well.
I think we should have some guests, but only if we make them super uncomfortable the entire time.
Well, I think that the way to do that, I think, would be like me and Napier would try to be nice and, you know, give a interview, and then you would just throw in really awful shit sometimes. You know, so you'd be like, so, how did you get started in doing, you know, whatever it is they do? And then, you know, they'll start to answer, and you just say, you know, like, I want to come on your face.
See, there's no back and forth there. That's what are they going to say to that? You know, it's like,
No, when, I mean, like, in the middle of
their
answer.
When was the first time you exchanged
anal sex for a gig? And then, like, we'll act like we didn't hear it, and we'll just keep going, and you just keep getting more and more outlandish with your... It's a thought.
Can we interview, like, people's moms? I think it would just be awesome to, like, unsuspectingly bring someone's mother on the show.
Well, a lot of people are someone's mom. Are we talking about, you know, someone who we know's mom?
I mean, I just mean, like, a generic mom figure, you know, not, like, a crazy mom who thinks we're funny. But like a mom who thinks like
an actual mom.
Right, who's like, oh my God.
But not someone's mom.
No, not one in particular. You know, just like someone's mom.
Just a mom.
Like a mom. And just like, you know, ask her if she'd rather have sex with a dead body or an animal. You know, I think that would be some good reactions.
I don't think. I don't know. The idea of interviewing people freaks me out.
Why?
Maybe we should just talk to each other.
Just think of it as an interrogation, not an interview.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to interview people, that'd be okay. I'll just kind of sit here.
We could do like a thing where we like put things in their mouth.
Are we going to blindfold them first?
Yeah, we're going to blindfold them. And then put things in their mouth.
Do we pre-announce the bit? Like, and now we're going to play What's in Your Mouth?
Exactly. Oh,
and you got to keep...
And we do it every interview, you know?
You got to plug their nose that way they can't smell it before it hits them.
And so you can put completely like benign things in there. But everyone's just going to freak out thinking like it's going to be a dick.
Drunk, can we play that game with you? I mean, not today, but in a future episode.
I'll give it some consideration.
We won't put anything too crazy in your mouth.
Yeah. So are you going to make me like guess?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to, of course, guess then what it was that you just ate.
I have to eat it?
No,
like,
we're just
going
to put it in your mouth.
It's your choice whether to eat it.
Can I rub it all like up against my face?
Yes.
And just remember, it's always polite. It's always polite to swallow, but it's not necessary. You can spit.
Okay.
Okay, so
can I bite? Chew.
Each of us.
Yes, I'm going to go yes.
Each of us will bring an item from home.
An item. One, just one each.
One each. Or do you want to make it? No,
because it would have to be move along pretty quickly. Yeah. So one each.
One each, and Drunk will guess what we're putting in his mouth.
And for bonus points, what room it came out of. Like a bathroom, or a kitchen, or the laundry hamper.
But there has to be something in it for Drunk. What does Drunk win if he gets them right? He needs prizes.
How about respect?
You have t-shirts? I mean, I'm not going to pay him. But if you want to, like, pay him.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know what we should do?
What?
Never mind. It was a half-formed idea. But we should have a caller call in and, like, compete against Drunk.
But we can't put stuff in our callers' mouths.
I know. I wish we could.
Well, see, the caller can get a picture of it. And Drunk has to defeat the caller. Oh, and difficulty. This is the boss fight level. The caller goes first. We just put it in Drunk's mouth, and the caller has unlimited amount of time to answer it, and it just sits in his mouth, waiting there. It all depends on the caller.
See, I was thinking that like we could do it a different way too. Like, the caller wins if they call in. Like,
if they guess,
yeah. If we get a caller, they win.
You're the winner.
You win, buddy. Thanks for calling.
You just won a wheelbarrow full of Dick's t-shirt.
And if there's not a caller, then Drunk wins.
So Drunk should kind of describe what he's, because you know that's Drunk's strong suit is using descriptive language.
Right.
Well, I think we got through all of my. Let's see, Black Friday. Yeah, we did that. Swatting. We did that. Chris Brown. Les Miserables. Red Dawn. The Two Teenagers. Oh! Fuck, I forgot! Germany has a problem with erotic zoos on the rise.
Yeah, I heard that. They finally outlawed animal sex.
They haven't had bestiality laws on the books since the 1960s, but they're having to bring them back due to increased number of erotic zoos.
So is an erotic zoo like a petting zoo, but you go and fuck the animals instead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they fuck you, whatever you want.
So you go there. It's like a amusement park where you get to ride all the animals.
I would hate to have to be the dude that has to wash out the vaginas.
Right, I was supposed to say, like, those vaginas, like, they're self-cleaning to an extent. You know, like, they will get rid of small amounts of semen on their own, but, like, the amount of semen going on at that kind of thing.
That's a lot of semen.
You'd have to pay a guy to do it, you know. And if he has to work on Thanksgiving, fuck him. He's got a shitty job.
Paul, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you have a dude at work, or have you ever worked with a dude, that will come by and touch you?
Like a close talker?
No, a close talker.
Touch your shoulder and whatnot?
Yeah, we'll touch you. Like, touch your shoulders, your back. Or we'll come by and say, hey, buddy, and give you a slap on the back, but harder than what is acceptable in society.
I don't have any of those right now, but I know the kind of person you're talking about.
I have a dude at work who constantly will come near me and touch me. And, like, will give me the pat on the back that's a little bit more than a pat on the back.
Does the hand kind of linger on your back?
Yeah.
It does. That guy wants to fuck you.
Yeah. The first time this dude did that, I wasn't really, like, expecting it. And at the time, I was kind of pissed off that I was trying to fix something and I, you know, was working on it. All of a sudden, hey, how's it going? Slap. And my eyeballs did one of these.
He wants to play what's in your mouth?
Yeah. You. And I was about to punch him in his dick. I want to punch this dude in the mouth. I want to punch him so hard
Napier
in the face.
Staring at the chat and kind of shaking his fist at the chat.
Yes.
As Rabbit Poundings tries to guess who he's talking about.
Speaking of shaking fists, Paul was shaking his fist at me Saturday.
Yeah?
You wanted a battle. Like Fight Club style.
You guys were going to fight?
No, we weren't going to fight. I had to out-duel him in a battle.
I think Drunk poisoned me. I think at some point, Drunk fed me a shot that was ridiculous. That's my theory.
No, ridiculous we both took the same amount of shots all night long of the same thing all night.
What did you drink?
Oh, vodka and Red Bull for the most part.
100-proof vodka.
Ah. Yeah, apparently a bunch of people showed up later at my house. I have no recollection of anyone else being there.
Hey, I came over to your house.
It was only three.
Yeah.
I was social. I went over to your house and was sitting on Paul's couch and, you know, chatting up people and stuff.
Yeah, there's only like one other person there at the time.
His wife.
How was your wife?
But I was social. I did the whole thing. I went to somebody's house and I sat there.
Yeah, I saw you for like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm probably not allowed over there because last time I saw her, it was butt talk.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't appreciate that.
No, I should think of you when we do like video game nights and things.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, if you want to get blackout drunk, you're welcome to come do that as well.
All right.
We're pretty good at that, as a matter of fact.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, WFODix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. It was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Check out Nerdgasm 9 p.m. Central Fridays only on RadioFubar.com.
Today, we're going to learn to make plutonium from common household items.
Get those nerds! No!